Hi, I'm Alex. My project with Worldwide Pharma is now in the conduct phase. We engaged with ChemLever, Geno Lab, and Benavista on the Worldwide Pharma project to help us with some activities. As with any project, you can always expect some kind of issues with vendors, even with the best planning in place. It's been pretty quiet, but lately I'm facing some issues with the vendors as I'd hoped could be avoided. In this course, you will see me and my team manage some of the vendor-related activities and issues. At times, I will reach out to you to seek your advice. Donna, my mentor, will guide us when she feels the need. Let's get started. Hi, Gerald. You said you had an urgent issue to discuss. What's going on? Do we know why this happened? Let me write to Alessia from ChemLever about this issue. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. I'll get back to you on this. Alessia's response doesn't seem satisfactory to me, but ChemLever is a sponsor-directed vendor. What should I do next? Why is that? This issue with Benavista is a threat to our timelines. What should I do next? Sure, Gerald. Wow. Wonder how that got past their quality check. It's a serious matter. Did we reach out to someone from Benavista to solve this problem? What should I do? ChemLever, our IRT vendor, sent an invoice of $14,500. This is marginally greater than the budgeted amount of $12,000. What should I do next? I had a look at the latest invoice ChemLever sent to us. The amount is higher than what was budgeted. Was this additional request made after the contract and scope of work were finalized? What would be the best approach to handle this situation? The updates, as suggested by Sarah, to the IRT system require us to update the user requirement specifications. We need to make some updates to the IRT system. You can initiate the updates after the CO is signed and PO is updated. Great idea! I reviewed the latest invoice raised by ChemLever. It seems to include the expected monthly costs and a line item for the system updates. I reviewed it against the scope of work and the completed work till date. What I found is that the invoice was raised before the updates were implemented to the IRT and before the UAT was completed. What do you think I should do? I received an email from Sarah at Worldwide Pharma about a protocol amendment. I called for a meeting with the project team to discuss the amendment and its implementation. I also informed Phil, the project manager from GenoLab, about this. We have initiated the necessary actions to accommodate the new requirement. We have sent a notification to the regulatory and ethics committees and also updated the lab kits to accommodate the additional testing. I received a call from Phil saying that a CO will be needed, but we can push this for later. I've already put this into the CO with Worldwide Pharma that we are working on, so we are covered there. Let me follow up with Phil on this. Gerald just informed me that the reports of liver toxicity parameters are being released much later than planned by GenoLab. This is a serious matter. What's going on? We need to work to find a solution before I take this to Worldwide Pharma. What should I do next? In this course, you saw me manage the vendors during the conduct phase of a project. You are now aware of the different tasks related to vendor management that you need to take care of during this phase of a project. Every project is different. Every vendor encounters different problems. Just don't panic. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. The GPT and the Strategic Provider Alliances are also available to provide support. Good luck!